We know that the post-high school outcomes are not good for our high school students on the autism spectrum, and we consider high school really the last best chance for students to receive high-quality intervention. In my work with the Center on Secondary Education for Students with Autism, or CESA, we focus on building skills in four main areas. The first domain we call the transition area, which is broad. It includes a focus on involving the students in the IEP process, enhancing self-determination and self-advocacy. We also focus on work-based learning experiences that address both college readiness and career readiness. And then we work with students and staff to help build connections with community resources, so connecting students and families to resources across the school and community that can help them as they move from the high school to the post-high school experience. The next domain we focus on we call independence and behavior, and really it emphasizes enhancing adaptive behaviors. How can we build skills that will support independence across the school day, so supporting organization, helping students better plan for what their needs are, identify what their goals are, turning in assignments, completing homework, job-type skills that could be demonstrated on campus or off campus. We also focus on peer and social competence. We spend time working with staff to teach specific social skills, but our bigger emphasis is really helping schools to help our students with autism build social connections across the school. So using peer-mediated interventions to build social networks and to help our students with autism be part of the school community. And then the last area we work with schools on focuses on academics, specifically targeting comprehension, helping students read to learn and also learn to read. And we work with schools and staff on using those identified evidence-based practices to enhance skills in all of these domains. There are a few other areas to consider when we think about the needs of high school students. Mental health needs is a high priority, needs related to sexuality and relationships, and also needs related to communication that are beyond the needs related to relating to peers, but perhaps supporting students in the use of augmentative communication devices or technology-assisted communication.